morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be here.
Wow, what a title you have, Marine Sergeant Major. Tell us about how you've climbed the ranks there with the Marines. Give us your story.
Well, sir, I came into the Marine Corps. I've been about 25 years ago. I'll be 26 years when I leave Afghanistan. Grew up in Chicago. Just tried to do everything I could. Spent a lot of time doing a bunch of different things. Been pretty much all over the United States and overseas, a couple different deployments. This is another combat deployment for me, but it's been a great career, and I'm glad I can still keep doing it.
Amazing career for you in Afghanistan. Is this your first deployment in Afghanistan at Camp Leatherneck?
It is my first deployment in Afghanistan at Camp Leatherneck. My last deployment was Iraq in 2005.
Well, I'm sure Iraq was very violent in 2005. What's different now about being in Afghanistan? It seems, talking to Marines every week, it's more and more under control, but still a very dangerous environment when you get outside Camp Leatherneck, huh?
Yes, sir. You know, a lot of my Marines, their mission's a little bit different, but, you know, everything seems to be under control for the most part. You know, everything's, you know, knock on wood, it stays quiet. You know, my Marines, we're on the aviation side. I work with Marine Aviation Logistics Squadron, and my Marines are in charge of all the intermediate maintenance, making sure these planes fly to support those guys on the ground that are doing God's work out there. So, you know, and, you know, my guys are just knocking the ball out of the park every day, and, you know, I can't be any prouder for anything my Marines do every day.
We're talking to Marine Sergeant Major Tom Rupert, Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Military night all over the globe on American Forces Radio, Fox Sports Radio. Sir, you're a Cubs fan. So's my wife. Lifetime diehard. What's it like knowing it's been over 100 years? Do you feel like you're about to turn the corner with Theo Epstein as the new GM? You're in the market maybe for Albert Pujols. How tough has it been since Bartman, the curse of the Billy Goat? Do you think you'll ever get that ring?
You know, sir, I think our time is coming. You know, it's been a long, hard road for Cubs fans. We hang in there. We never miss a game. You know, I'm stationed when I'm not here. I'm in Beaufort, South Carolina. I watch WGN, try and catch as many games as I can. And I think things are looking up. I think, you know, if we're lucky enough to get Pujols, that'll just take us where we need to be. And we're always close. We had a rough year this last year, but you know, I think we're finally starting to do some good things, and I got my fingers crossed that one of these days I'll be seeing them in the World Series soon.
All right, I got to ask you about the Bears. Bad news, Jay Cutler with the broken thumb. A lot of people thought that this was a team that could beat possibly Green Bay outdoors because of the weather at Lambeau Field. Do you think Caleb Henney can hold down the fort and get you to the playoffs, or do you think your Bears are done?
No, I don't ever count my Bears out. I think the one good thing about my Bears is, you know, something they've always been is they're a scrapping ball team, and they'll do what they need to get the job done. The defense will always come through. Caleb Haney, you know, he proved he could do it before. Fell a little short last time around, but that was, you know, the last part of that playoff game. But I think that we definitely can do it as long as all the cylinders are firing. It's just one piece of the puzzle. Unfortunately, he always got the broken thumb, but I think we can do it. I've always had the confidence in the way that my team plays.
Outstanding. Sir, please say hello to any member of your family, anyone you care about back here in the States. We'll make sure they get a copy of this.
Oh, yes, sir. I'd like to say hello to my wife, Angie. My son Travis in Chicago, my son Alex in Beaufort, and my daughters Brittany and Katie. Love you and miss you all.
God bless you, sir. Thanks for doing everything you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.